Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Thursday, September 2nd, 2010. And on this episode so far, we have Seder 69. Hi, Seder.
Bonsoir.
And we have Arthur from the Amarins in Podcast and Too Political. Hi, Arthur.
Bonjour.
How are you both doing?
Just ducky.
I am happy like a pig in shit.
Actually, I'm not okay.
What's wrong, Arthur?
I am jealous.
What are you jealous of?
Well, I seem to be the only podcaster who doesn't have Seder as a co-host.
So true. But you know what? If you ask him, he would be your co-host.
Apparently.
I am a professional podcast co-host.
He has
I think that there's another
evenings.
Word for that, but sorry?
Or, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm sure he has another, if he has another free evening, he would certainly record with you.
Arthur, by the way, happy first day of spring.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you see how hot it was on my first day of your spring?
No.
101 degrees. What, you don't go to my blog?
Yeah, I just don't necessarily pay attention to every detail. But I mean, being a fellow CRS sufferer, you know what that's all about.
Yes, this is true. This is very
79
true.
Degrees here in Monterey today.
Well, currently, I don't know what it is right now. Let me see. It is currently 89 degrees here.
Are you looking on your iPhone or your iPad, I wonder?
No, I'm using the, what are they called, widgets here on the computer.
Oh, well, I was trying to do a nice segue for you.
Oh, well, I'm using my iMac, so why not? You're trying to make the segue to the fact that Apple had a product introduction yesterday, and they introduced a completely new line of iPods from the Shuffle all the way to the Touch. Is that what you're trying to get to?
Yes.
Well, you got there. So, yes, Apple introduced new iPod Shuffle, a new iPod Nano, and a new iPod Touch, as well as Apple TV. And we thought we would start out tonight by talking about those Apple products and what we think of them, the problems that I can already see with them, and Arthur even has some flaws he wants to talk about, right, Arthur?
Not just flaws.
Well, why don't we have
an opinion about them, which I don't usually.
True, so that's why we need to hear it. Why don't we start with the iPod Shuffle? For those of you who follow the iPod lines at all, it used to be, or at least the last version, was a, I don't know, about 2 inches long and about half an inch wide, and it was just like a little piece of metal. It didn't have any buttons on it or a screen or anything. Well, now they have gone backwards because they supposedly heard from customers that people missed the buttons. And now they've gone back to the previous generation but made it smaller with the buttons on it now. So you guys have anything that you wanted to say about that one?
About the Shuffle?
Yeah.
I thought that was a good move. It is funny, though, that it looks pretty much like it did beforehand.
Yeah.
But I never would have been able to use it without some sort of manual control, but then, of course, I'm sort of old school, or is it just old?
No, it's old school. I actually had one of those Shuffles, and I just sold it recently on Craigslist because I never could get used to using it, so I didn't like it.
I never had one.
But I actually think that, in a way, Apple is kind of admitting to a failure when they go back to a previous technology.
Don't say that. Steve Jobs will break down your door. And we'll never see you again.
What's wrong with that?
Apple does no wrong.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. I mean, coming from my mouth, that's hard to hear, I know. But they actually do some things that are not quite right. And I think this most latest introduction, they have the most things wrong that I can think of in recent you know, introductions.
Yeah, as coming from you, that's panning everything.
I know. Miss Stone says, "You're speaking ill of Apple?" Yes, I am, actually. So the first thing, as I said, is that I think Apple is admitting to a failure by going back to a previous technology of the buttons on the shuffle. But moving ahead to the iPod Nano, this one is a complete redesign of the Nano. The Nano is now, like, I think it's 2 inches square, and it has a touch screen, a color touch screen, and you pretty much control it by just touching the little screen, and it's got a clip on it, and I don't know. The design looks fine to me, but here's the problem. They totally took away video. There's no way to shoot video on it or to see video on it. It's only for pictures and music now. Did you guys know that?
Probably, no, I didn't. They're probably trying to get people to go to the touch instead.
Exactly. I think that's their idea. But the problem with that is, well, it's not a problem, but the Nano, I think, it had risen to its greatest feature when they put video on it, I think. What do you guys think?
Well, I never got that particular Nano. I had the, I think, second generation, so I never had any of those features. It sounded like a really good idea to me when they did it. But now that they're adding all of those features to the iPod Touch, which is, quite frankly, a bit easier to control. Oh, shoot. I just dropped the cat.
Oops.
She's trying to jump in my lap. Well, I didn't actually drop her. She slipped off my lap. I think that it would be easier to do on an iPod Touch than on something as small as a Nano. So I'm not necessarily sure it's that bad of an idea. But I can see how people who like the small size of the previous version of the Nano might prefer that.
Well, you know, I don't know that it's even – well, actually, it does have to do with size. But I'm saying that they're taking away features. They're taking away you know, the ability to even do it.
True.
When the previous version had it, you know.
Well, there's probably only so much they can do in that small size, I would think.
Well, that's true too. But now here's the thing: if either one of you were watching the actual what is it, the stream, the video, whatever, yeah, on one of those screens when he was showing that each little screen of the Nano, one little of the icons was a voice memo button. And I'm thinking, oh, well, does that mean it's got a microphone? Well, no, it doesn't have a microphone, but they were probably planning to put one in, and that screen was never fixed.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no... Unless,
there's well, no that would suggest that maybe they're going to add that in the next version.
Yeah. Oh, Ricky Burton is...
Say that in English?
Ricky is here from Foul Monkeys. We're going to add him to the conversation. Let's see.
No!
Hi, Ricky.
So naturally, we're all quiet.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Ricky Burton.
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, Ricky, do you have an opinion about the new Nano?
I kind of like it because it's small, but, I mean, I really don't need one, so.
And you don't need one?
That's the first time a gay man ever said that.
I mean, it's neat, but I mean, if I have to get a new iPod, I'll probably get an iPod Classic because I've lost my other one. I can't find it.
And interestingly, they're still selling the iPod Classic.
Hmm. That's a good little machine.
Oh yeah, that's like the best one. Anyway, so in terms of the Nano, I was just disappointed that one, it doesn't shoot video or do anything with video. You can't even play video on it. And two, that he made it look like you could do voice memos on it, but now you can't because there's no microphone. So, Arthur, did you have anything you wanted to say about the Nano?
No, I'm saving it up for the Touch.
Well, that's what's next. The iPod Touch.
You want me to
let you take this one?
Sure.
All right.
Basically, the new iPod Touch is the iPhone 4 without the phone. It's got virtually all of the features, as far as I can see, over Wi-Fi rather than 3G, obviously.
Right.
And it has, what do they call it? FaceTime. It shoots high HD video. Obviously, it must do audio as well, although I haven't looked into that. And, of course, all the usual bits and pieces that go with an iPod Touch. Now, I absolutely love my iPod Touch, but it's first generation, which means it can't be upgraded anymore, and it's gone as far as it can go. And I'm beginning to think that maybe I might rather have an iPod Touch, the new one, rather than an iPhone, because I don't really need to have all of that stuff and a phone all in one.
Okay.
I got to agree with you. I hardly ever – I get maybe 3 phone calls a month.
But yeah.
But I use everything else other than the phone.
Now, Wes Stone's making a good point. And actually, Wes, that's what I thought they were going to do, is offer a 3G option on the iPod Touch. And you would get like a plan from AT&T. But no, they didn't.
Well, I would suspect that it's meant to be sort of the poor cousin to the iPad. That it's, you know, stripped down, well, not stripped down, but it's a small format, it's a small thing, and they want you to get an iPad if you want to use 3G or an iPhone.
True.
You know, so they have more of a range of options. Although there are, of course, rumors that there's going to be a mid-sized iPad introduced around Christmas.
Yeah, but do you actually believe that?
Oh, I don't know. I think it could be a very good idea because it's about the same size as a small book, and it would certainly be easier to read than an iPod Touch is, as long as it's a lot cheaper than a normal iPad.
Well, yeah, that would definitely have to have a good price point. Now, interestingly, I'm changing topics just slightly. Daniel Brewer comes into the room, and the very first thing he says is, Arthur is quickly becoming the cranky old man of the podosphere. And then he says, howdy.
Yeah.
What is up with him?
I think he's still mad at me because I was slagging off about something or other online recently.
About Apple?
No. That was just today. Oh.
Priorities, he says.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so back to the iPod Touch. What did you want to say about it, Sater?
Nothing. I'm holding out till we talk about iTunes 10.
Okay. Ricky, iPod Touch, new one?
Yeah. I don't care. I have an iPhone. I mean,
Go ahead.
I don't use a lot of minutes on my phone, but I know the minute that I need my phone. Like, if I switch to an iPod Touch, there would be some instant that I would need to have a phone or something. So, and I don't want just to have a basic phone, just to have a phone, because I don't talk to people. So, I might use 20 minutes a month.
It makes you sound like a shut-in.
Yeah.
Well, this is how I feel about it. If you want to talk to me, just text message me, because more than likely, I don't want to talk to you on the phone more than 5 minutes. And if you can tell me in less than 1 minute on a text message, it's fine with me. Because I hate talking on the phone.
I hate talking on the phone, too. I really do. That's why I'm never going to use up my minutes. I have the rollover minutes, and I'll never, ever use them up.
Yeah, I never go up.
Oh. Someone's calling.
I never use more than maybe 50 or 60 minutes a month. And that's usually only because here lately, it's because I'm dealing with my damn student loan people.
Right.
Who are driving me crazy. Oh my God, they're driving me crazy.
Still, I kind of thought you had that settled, but...
Oh no, I've been going on with it for about 9 months now.
Oh. Listen, Wes Stone says he doesn't like to talk on the phone either, but he doesn't like texting either. Either does Larkin. All these people in the podosphere don't like talking on the phone, but yet they want to do a podcast.
Well, that's different. No one talks back to you.
unless you're Nicole and Julian.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Because I just listened to that second show today.
Oh, God. Was that crazy or what? Yeah.
I had the joy of listening to it live, like, oh, my God.
I'm totally getting off topic. Let's get back to the Apple stuff. In terms of the iPod Touch, I think it's beautiful. They made it thinner. I'm glad that they kept the old style, like they have the edges curved, that it doesn't look like an iPhone anymore. But actually, it looks different. I kind of like that. So, okay, then the next thing was the Apple TV. The Apple TV is a device that used to be able to do this, streaming things from your computer, your iPad, your laptop. But now you can stream Netflix, YouTube, all this kind of stuff. The biggest change, I think, is the box itself. The box is only about 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches or something like that. And there's no storage. There's no more storage. It doesn't have a hard drive in it.
I can do all of that on my Wii. Why would I want an Apple TV?
Yeah.
Because Apple TV is cool looking.
Apple TV is, it's the only improvement that I can see is that they've added direct support for Netflix, and that's it. It's, I don't see that it's any better than the old one. I think it's got a faster processor, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. It has the A4 chip that's in the iPad.
Yeah. But I don't actually know anybody who uses Apple TV anymore. I mean, I've heard a few people tweet about something about their Apple TV. We have one, but we don't use it. It's in the bedroom in case we want to watch something that's stored on the server, but we don't actually use it anymore. We actually have a media PC in the living room for both storing files and also streaming them. And it's also got a Blu-ray player in it too. And Apple TV just isn't good enough to replace any of that stuff. And we used to have a MediaGate, which was better, than Apple TV overall. It had its problems. And that's why we're using a media PC, because it's far more flexible than any of those devices. Now, I think Apple's onto something, but I think they just haven't thought it through. I mean, where's the Blu-ray player, or any player for that matter?
Well, Blu-ray.
Where's the hard drive?
I don't know that Blu-ray's really actually taken off as much as they were hoping it would.
Well, but there's plenty of titles that are out, and there's no disc player of any kind, so you still have to have another device.
No, because
you still have to have some sort of external storage somewhere for the files you want to stream.
Okay, but now remember, visionary. Steve Jobs is a visionary. Remember when he took away the who's laughing?
I'm laughing at Daniel in the chat room. Damn it, Arthur, stop stealing my thoughts.
Well, Daniel Brewer is more than welcome to join the show, but you know he's not on Skype. So anyway, remember when Steve Jobs took the disk drive out of computers? He did it before many other manufacturers did, and he was pushing the CD. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then eventually disks went away. Now his idea is that things are going to go completely digital. You're going to just get them over the internet. So there's no reason to store them because you can rent them, which I don't really like that idea. But I understand where he's going with it in terms of everything will be digital. It's not necessary to have a storage position at your house when you can get it from somewhere else. And think about that, you know, billion-dollar data center that he built in North Carolina. That's where they're going to have you eventually house all your stuff, and you will get it from there. So,
well, he may be right about that. And what do you call it? Kindle is already in that sort of mode, because you download the book, but if something happens to it or your machine breaks or whatever, you can still get it from the stored records at Amazon. But he's going too far ahead of ordinary people. It's entirely – he may be right. He may be right that CDs and DVDs will be obsolete in 5 years. But how many versions of Apple TV are going to come out between now and then? And what about all the people who have all of their DVDs? Well, two or more.
Yeah.
But what about all the people who already have a large library of DVDs? We've got, dozens. I don't know.
Well, you currently have a DVD player that you're going to still play them on.
True. But wouldn't it be nice if we could have one device instead of several devices? We actually don't ever use the DVD player. But
see, there you go. I don't use my DVD player at all anymore. I stream movies from Netflix. That's all I do.
We don't have that here.
And not all movies from Netflix can be streamed either.
Well, that's true. Oh, now Daniel wants to join the conversation. He says, I'm here. Now let's add him and see what he has to say about this. Hello, Daniel.
I didn't necessarily say I wanted to join the conversation. You just said I wasn't on Skype, so I was just...
Okay, well, I'll hang up on you. That's fine.
It's fine. I have a very limited time because as soon as Joe gets back from the store, I have to go. But
you will say this.
I will say this about that. Steve Jobs is a visionary, really?
Yes.
not in this respect. I'm not going to disagree that he has come up with some visionary things in the past, but as far as the Apple TV thing goes, total fail, total no vision there whatsoever. He had a chance to be visionary because had the rumors been true, he was going to make the Apple TV, the new Apple TV device would be an iOS-based device, which means that there would then be apps available on your television, which seems to make a lot of sense for them to come out with that magic trackpad that has no real purpose in life. But think about that magic trackpad as an interface device to your television.
Where the trackpad has replaced my mouse.
I'm just saying, for most normal people who aren't Apple fanboys, that big, huge trackpad thing, it has no purpose. But it is a great layback device. It is an awesome device if your Apple TV were able to run iPhone apps or iOS apps on your television. Then that would be an awesome thing to have, to use that trackpad as a way to navigate things.
Imagine being able to play Words with Friends on your 54-inch screen.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to separate.
Great, I could fail even more.
I think he's trying to separate two different markets. The iPad, the iPhone, all those apps, that's mobile.
Yeah, but all right, but here's – no, but you see, there's nothing visionary about that, because in reality, what has to happen – and this is what is happening with Google TV, which is why everyone thought Apple TV was going to go down this very logical path, which is there are so many sources of video now. It's not just cable. It's not just over the air. Our sources of video come from multiple places, right? I watch 3 television shows a week that aren't on television. I download them to my TiVo, and they're streamed out from the Twit network. What we need is a device that is completely it doesn't care about where the thing comes from. We don't need another device that adds just more cables into our living room. What we need is a device that is completely agnostic as to where video comes from and presents it to you all in a very elegant, easy-to-use way, which is something that Apple has been quite good at in the past, and it is surprising that they did not go down this way, this path. You know, having a place where I can now rent television shows that I already pay $60 a month in cable to get – and I can record on my TiVo, it is not in any way, shape, or form revolutionary. I think it completely missed the mark.
Well, I kind of agree with that. By the way,
television shows are not available in all countries. We cannot rent any television shows whatsoever.
And Netflix also. I know Netflix is a huge thing for the U.S., but any Netflix is U.S. only.
That's right. Well, who cares about the rest of the world?
No, so is Hulu. I can't remember the others.
Talk about a big fail. Hulu Plus. That is a big fail.
Yeah, but apparently they're also
going
to be
pay for it and still get commercials? I don't think so.
Well, you can say it's a big fail, but it's making money. But, I mean, that you have to understand who Hulu is, though. Hulu is the television network, right? NBC. Hulu is owned by NBC and CBS and somebody else. But the point is what we need is some type of device that is agnostic as to where video comes from. Because if we're moving truly into the realm of cloud computing and cloud storage, it no longer matters where your video is coming from. Think about this just as a I'm going to use Leo Laporte's example on this. All right, if you had an Apple TV device that ran iPhone-like apps, then HBO could put out an HBO app that had all of their programming, and they could do an end run around the cable company. So instead of you paying the cable company $6 a month for HBO, you're paying HBO directly $5 a month, which means HBO makes more money but is giving you all the content.
Do you think that would be a future upgrade to the Apple TV?
Possibly. I think the biggest problem that we have and the biggest hurdle that we have right now is that the people that give us the pipes in the U.S. are also the people that are selling us these premium cable packages. And there is an inherent conflict of interest there.
Especially with the lack of net neutrality.
Yeah.
That is what you were talking about the cable channel app. That is a great idea, because I am so tired of having 800 channels on my DirecTV but only watching 30 of them.
Right.
I would love to have a chance just to buy the channels I actually watch.
Well, you may or may not know that HBO does have an app out now.
Yeah, but that app is not HBO. In other words, it's for the iPhone and iPad, which is not a big screen experience. What we're talking about is in your living room, a layback experience.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And here in New Zealand, Television New Zealand has an iPad app that allows you, among other things, to watch their video on demand on your iPad. but they have an exclusive agreement with TiVo for streaming the stuff that way to televisions. So in that way, it could be a problem with Apple.
Yeah, but yeah. I can stream my iPad to my Apple TV. So if I have the HBO app, I can stream HBO stuff to my Apple TV, right?
Yeah, but you could do that with the TiVo, too. I mean, I can do that now with the TiVo. What happens, though, is that you run into the fascinating world of transcoding and just geek speak that is way beyond most of us, where you're just constantly running stupid background processes in order to transcode something, and then you get the video and the audio get out of sync. And it's what we need is a device that makes all of that simple and transparent. Which,
okay, well, with the new
as
Apple
I've said
TV,
before, Apple has, but that's not this device.
I know, but with the Apple TV now, where are the different sources of video that you can do? Netflix. Yes, you can. You can do Netflix
and iTunes.
And YouTube.
You can do Hulu. Hulu's got an app.
No, I'm talking about just the Apple TV right now.
Oh, my bad.
It's got like five or six different ways to get the video in there.
Yeah, but all of them are subscription-based. All of them are monetary-based. There is a wealth of free video sources out on the internet.
The only way I know of, at least of making the old Apple iTV play other stuff, was to use Xbox Media Center on it.
Yeah.
Or something similar.
Or do like I do and use a Mac Mini instead of the Apple TV.
Yeah.
Then you
well, we did that for a time
TV.
As well.
Well,
yeah.
There were people who were going to say that the Mac Mini was going to evolve into the Apple TV, but that never happened.
Yeah. What you have, and the other thing about cloud space storage, is you have to take into account that the internet, especially here in the United States, is not persistent. It goes down a lot. There are people that have connection problems all the time.
Yeah, that's true. But I will tell you this. Yesterday, when that when he was speaking live, Apple was, I guess, exclusively showing the video live on OS devices and Macs. I was at McDonald's eating lunch with my colleagues, opened up my iPhone, hit the website, and it came up right away. And I watched it live while I was eating lunch. I thought that was so cool.
Okay.
You would.
But
I was watching watching it live at work too.
Right, but you guys can, I mean, on any device you can go to live.twit.tv and see live video all the time. You can go to the whatchamajigger. What's it called? The stupid ones. Justin TV and Ustream and all that.
I mean, there's gotta be stuff that I want to watch.
Okay.
What's
but I'm just saying there's lots of stuff out there that's interesting.
Well, yesterday I wanted to watch Steve live, and I did.
Okay, good for you.
I know.
I'm not.
However, I will say this. Even though there's all this negative stuff about the Apple TV, it is to a point now where I'm ready to get it. I was telling Larry Vader on Twitter that we were talking back and forth. I'm like, it's to the point now where I think I want it.
You want what, the Apple TV?
Yeah.
I just send me $100 because you might as well or flush it down the toilet. It's not what is the Apple TV going to give you that you don't already have?
I can do Netflix on my streaming Netflix on my TV.
Okay,
now.
Then do yourself a favor. Instead, go get a TiVo, which has at least the ability to time shift programs and whatnot, and keep them offset because it also does movie rentals and television rentals and Netflix.
I already have a DVR. I don't need a TiVo.
Well, then your Apple TV is not going to give you. You're basically going to pay them $100 for the honor of being able to pay for subscription stuff.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna. You know what? You can do whatever you're going to do.
I know.
But there are things in the works right now. I mean, Google TV is on the horizon, and if Apple TV gets their shit together, then they'll be on the horizon, and it's going to be something a lot better. But why would you even, had they even just thrown in a Blu-ray player on it, it would have made it worth it. But they did. I mean,
this might be just their space holding thing. So it looks like they're putting out a new model to, and then later on they'll have one to compete with Google TV, perhaps.
Well, I mean, the big problem with it is that because they have gotten so obsessed with making everything so goddamn small, you can't fit a DVD in it. It's smaller than a DVD.
I was going to say they're not going to put a drive anymore in devices like this. Apple is done with drives. Good. If they could get away with getting rid of the DVD drive in the computers, they would.
Right. It's not going to – yeah, there's going to have to be storage in it, and there's multiple reasons why. But, I mean, even right now, even though they say they don't have a drive in it, there is a drive in it. There's a flash drive in it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. Mass storage is not in there. All right, well, let's move on to iTunes.
I don't think that cloud storage is anywhere near ready for the world yet anyway, and partly because of what Daniel was saying about the unreliability of the internet, but also just because I think that most people aren't going to feel comfortable storing their stuff in some anonymous computer somewhere.
Can I just say cloud storage is there, but not to the on-demand video front. You know, I back up to the cloud, right? I mean, I use Carbonite for my backups, right? So everything is backed up online. I don't...
Like gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes worth?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I mean, but it streams out while I'm asleep or whatever. It does it in the background, and so it's always backed up there. So no matter where I'm at, if my computer dies tomorrow, I can just log into the site and download everything that I need right back. But, I mean, there's multiple places like that, like Amazon has a service to do that, Jungle Disk or something like that. I mean, there's tons of services out there that do. And so the cloud storage is a really elegant place to do backups, because it not only provides you a full backup, but it also provides you an off-site backup. So if your house burns down or whatever, your data is somewhere else.
Yeah.
But the problem with it is, Veritable Virgo uses Smart Backup and... See, but the problem with it is that it's a completely different experience when you want it on demand. I mean, Netflix streaming is awesome, but like last night, Time Warner decided to reboot routers and whatnot, and I couldn't stream Netflix because half the internet was unavailable to me.
Last night I watched, did you hear about the Morgans on Netflix streaming on the iPad? It was great, but the movie sucked.
There you go. I watched The Wrath of Khan last night.
Yeah.
I watched that on DVD. Breakfast with Scott.
Oh, that's only because I saw that. That was good.
That's only because the new Star Trek, the Star Trek reboot, just became available streaming on Netflix on the 1st. So I watched it the other night, as soon as it became available.
Okay,
so there, not enough. I'm sorry. I'll let you guys go talk about iTunes because Joe just got home.
All right. Well, thank you for your input, Daniel.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come in here and just like completely dominate your thing.
That's quite all right.
But you wouldn't be you otherwise.
Yeah, and we haven't had you on here in a very long time.
Why not you co-host the show and dominated or anything.
Yeah, no. That's totally unlike me. Why isn't Wes on here? Wasn't he bitching on Twitter earlier?
Yes, that there wasn't a live show or something.
And he's in the chat room, yet he's like, I can't get on the Skype.
Why not?
A veritable Virgo wants me to get the fuck out of here. He's like, bye, bye. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. I'm so sorry. I never make it to your group shows, but there is Thursdays at 7:30 are just horrible for me, so I do apologize.
No problem. No problem. So, but thank you for joining us now.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, moving on to iTunes. Sater, do you want to start this topic? Because I think you already have some pretty strong feelings.
Pissed off at Ping.
Well, first describe what iTunes 10 is.
It's an upgrade to the system. It is really pretty. I can read things a lot better. But the big thing with iTunes 10 really is Ping. But I'm pissed off at it.
Well, what is Ping?
Ping's kind of, from what I can tell, it's like social networking. To where you could share shit with your friends. Well, shit that you've bought through iTunes, I might add. But it also won't let you be identified by your nickname, only by your real name. And damn it, I want a little anonymity.
Oh, you're kidding. Well,
yeah, and I've also spent a lot of years building up this Amarin's nickname, and they want me to abandon it to use my full name. And it's not like my full name is a secret or anything. It's just that I have this brand, for lack of a better word, and I don't want to have to abandon it just because Apple wants me to. But it's not just that. If you start using Ping, then any reviews you've left for anybody will be changed to your real name.
Oh.
And I think that's just wrong.
Oh, really? I need to change something then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can change the name that's in there, but if someone tries to find you, they're not going to find you. I noticed that. Because it did change my name to Foul Monkeys, but when I went to the billing area, it said Mr. Foul Monkeys.
Holy crap, it's got my whole name in there.
you can change what it says, but they're just not going to be able to find you unless they use your real name.
Yeah. So basically, you have to make a choice. You're either going to use Ping, or you're with a nickname, or you're going to use it with your real name. And if you use it with your real name, then it will be all over everything. On the other hand, if you use a nickname, that means that you can't buy anything.
Well, you could probably change it,
buy it, and change it back. Right.
You probably could, but I'm not going to do that.
That sounds like an awful lot of effort to me.
Well, yeah, because I usually buy stuff after I've had a few wines. I want that damn one-click shopping.
Like Amazon, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, I think that is just incredibly stupid.
Because when I did this morning, that was not there.
I think they'll change it.
I'm sure they will. Ping reminds me the most of Last.fm, Last.fm.
I don't like that one either.
Well, I don't either.
I like Last.fm.
I only went on the other day just to check it. I hadn't been on there in ages. Told me there was an upgrade. I don't even remember if I downloaded it. And it turns out the upgrade had been released a year earlier.
Well, I guess I won't have any friends on Ping then, because I don't want people to have my real name.
Yeah, I'm not. I just think that was a really silly choice of theirs. I mean, every other social network there is, apart from Facebook, allows you to use your whatever name you choose. Facebook is the only one that I'm aware of LinkedIn too, I suppose, that insists that you use your real name, although most people don't on Facebook anyway. I should say many people don't.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what the point is. I mean, if you're in all these social networks under a nickname, why would you suddenly want to use your real name? It's illogical as well as intrusive. And in my case, it's not about privacy. It's just that I have this, as I said, this sort of brand that I've built up over the years, and I don't want to give it up just because Apple wants me to.
Right, right.
I do have one minor niggle about the iTunes interface itself, the new iTunes 10.
What's that?
And this is just a grumpy old man chucking here. But they've moved the maximize, minimize, and close buttons into a vertical alignment, like a stop sign, or stoplight, rather. And it's the only application I know of that does that. And that's really weird in itself, because Apple always used to insist that everything looked the same way. And I'm one of those people where I tend to be less accurate when I'm clicking vertically than horizontally. So I don't hardly ever click the wrong button when I was going horizontally, but vertically I'm going to click the wrong button all the time.
Mine are still horizontal.
Why?
No, I don't know.
Mine are vertical.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that?
About at the top right of the top right corner?
Top left corner.
You have Macs, don't you?
The red, yellow, green. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm on a PC.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is in the PC.
Yeah,
but that's my thing. I just wish I could go by my nickname. I mean, I'm already annoyed that Seder 69 is taken by somebody else on the Apple network, so I have to go by Coastal Seder, my sub nickname.
The bastard child of Seder 69.
Exactly.
Well, a couple of the things that I don't like on iTunes 10 is the very left hand thing. What's that? I don't know what it's called. Where all the little things are, music, movies, TV, podcast, books, apps, radio, all that stuff.
Your library. Your library.
Oh, yeah, the library. That does say library, doesn't it? Before, all those icons were pretty detailed, colorful icons, and now they're all gray, and I don't like that.
Well, speaking of icons, what about the new icon for iTunes itself?
Well, I do kind of like
that. I like that. Yeah.
I don't like it. I think it looks kind of old, kind of basic.
No, I like it. I like the icon. Yeah. It's like when they changed the QuickTime icon to QuickTime 10. That's much better. But I don't know. I just don't like that they took the color out of the library listing. I do like when you plug in your iPhone or your iPad, the bar that comes up at the bottom. Those colors are much better on that now, though.
I agree. I didn't
notice that one.
And it now, when it syncs up your iPhone, it gives you more details of what exactly is happening.
Yes. It does it live while it's doing it, too.
There is one improvement to iTunes that I wanted to see ever since iPods came out, and they still haven't done it. And that's that I want to be able to set in advance what I want to download and what I don't want to download, rather than waiting until the device is actually plugged in. I should be able to set my preferences in advance, so I plug it in and it does it, instead of my having to go in and say, oh, wait a minute, I don't want this one to sync anymore.
Yeah, you have to change it when it's plugged in, you're saying.
Yeah, well, like, it's too slow.
Yeah.
This week, and please don't take this the wrong way, Ricky, but this week I deleted my Foul Monkeys because I listened to it live. So, and I had to wait.
How dare you?
But at least you downloaded it, right?
Hey, I'm a subscriber, baby. I left you a 5-star.
Well, you're going to have to re-download it because we're not going to be doing live shows every week again. So.
Oh, I still get it every week. I just delete the ones when I actually get to listen to the live show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but, as long as you download it.
Yeah, I download lots of shit.
Okay,
you don't know how many unlistened to I've got.
Well, in terms of that, especially in the podcast screen or whatever, you have never been able to organize the podcasts the way you want. You can only do it alphabetically, and then the only way thing you can't even click on the stuff at the top. It only does it by release date. I want to be able to take those and organize them the way I want.
And well, what is it you want to do differently?
Well, sometimes I don't want them in alphabetical order. I want the ones that have unplayed shows at the top.
That's not a bad idea.
And before iTunes 9, I think it was, I could drag podcasts over to a playlist, and I had all of them in one playlist, and I could literally press play and hear all my podcasts in a row. I can't do that now. I have to go to each individual one and press play. It won't let me create a playlist with just podcasts in it.
Really?
Yes, try it sometime. Make a new playlist and try to drag podcasts over there, and it won't do it.
That's bizarre.
I know. Unless I'm doing something wrong.
You better call up Steve and give him a piece of your mind.
Oh, he's already listening in, please.
I noticed I left a review today on iTunes, and I sort of slagged off on iTunes New Zealand store, and I noticed it said that it was being moderated, and I thought, I bet it's because I mentioned iTunes, because I've never seen that before.
Your comment was being moderated?
Yeah.
Wait, like a review or a comment in Ping?
A review of a video, actually.
I have never heard of that before.
I haven't either. And I thought, ooh, I bet it's because I said something nasty about it. Well, it wasn't that nasty.
Look, breaking news. Steve Jobs is...
Oh, you Skyped out there, Sater.
Did I?
Yes, you Skyped out. Say it again.
I said, breaking news. Steve Jobs is flying to New Zealand.
Oh, no. It has been posted, it looks like. So they didn't hold it that long. Although, let me look at the more. Oh, yeah, they left it in there. That's all right. I thought maybe they took my complaint out.
But overall, do you like the iTunes 10?
It's not that much different.
I've only had it for an hour and a half, so.
Oh, I've had it all day. I downloaded it first thing this morning.
We're taking our relationship slow.
I downloaded it last night, but I didn't get around to doing anything with it.
Ricky, thoughts?
Yes. That's all right.
Okay.
Nothing too fancy. I don't really use it for anything, but just listening to music. I'm making my playlist. So.
Have you tried?
Y'all be impressed when it gives me a blowjob.
I hate to tell you, it's not going to do that.
I'm pretty sure that Nigel uses it to organize the playlist for his Q Nation show.
Excuse me.
That's cool.
That is cool. Okay, now I just refreshed my iTunes podcast last night. There's two podcasts here. Well, actually, one's a video and one's a podcast. And I'm going to try to drag them over to a playlist just to see if iTunes 10 will let me create a playlist. Now, it says it's doing it. And it did put them there, but I bet when I go to sync it with my iPad or my iPhone, it will not create that playlist, I betcha.
You see, the way I was always doing it with the syncing is just that when the iPod was plugged in, I told it which ones I wanted to sync to and to only get the unplayed ones, which for some podcasts is still quite a lot.
That's what I do as well.
Which is fine. Oh. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, doing it that way. But why can't you create a playlist with podcasts, just podcasts, and then sync that playlist to your iPhone?
That's a good question. Actually, the playlist approach would be good if you're sitting at your computer and you're listening to it through the computer as well.
Right. Because then you don't, each time a podcast ends, what?
I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room.
Oh, I'm totally not even paying attention. What are they saying?
Wesley Stone says, well, you better dislocate its jaw to get it around the impaler. And Virgo says, you have to wait for iTunes 69 for that.
Tara says she does it that way. Tara, what version of iTunes do you have?
You have to wait a little while.
Yeah.
Tara's like, you can!
Veritable Virgo says, you have to wait for iTunes 69, Sater.
And I will. Yep. That'll be a good one.
I think it'll be a bit of a long wait, but never mind.
Yeah, we're only on 10. It'll be a while.
Yeah, it will be a while. Let's see, because I just tried to do this now.
She's in 9.
See, it did not sync the playlist. It did not sync that playlist. And I have my iPhone syncing everything. This sucks.
Maybe you have to specifically tell it to sync that playlist, though.
Well, let me
get to music. I had issues with playlists.
Oh, but see here, it's different. It's got, see, it separates music from podcasts on the iPhone and iPad. So I can't tell it to just, I can't tell it to do that. I have it set up to sync all podcasts. Oh, now, wait a minute. Here's a new window. Include episodes from playlists.
Bum, 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 bum.
Let's see if that does it. I didn't see that window before.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky. How you doing?
Good. Wonderful.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's new, Ricky?
Not much. Just working.
Just working?
Trying to do some dating, but it's not going so well, so.
Yes!
All right, I'm playing.
Don't make me get mine out, too. I'll whip mine out, too.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Oh my god, it totally made a playlist. I'm so fucked. Tara in Michigan is correct. It does work. Thank you, Tara. All right.
See, it never occurred to me to make a playlist before.
Because I didn't want to, because like I would like load up my iPod before the iPhone and before the iPad with all the podcasts I haven't listened to. And when I'm working it, when I'm at work and I don't have to stop or anything, I just turn on and I listen to it. And they would just play one right after the other without having to tell it that I want to listen to the next one. But now, clearly I can do that. Cool.
You know what I wish that, well, maybe other machines do it, but my iPod Touch. If I play a podcast, say it's an older version, an older episode, and it plays through, it immediately wants to go to the next one. And I wanted to just play that episode.
Yeah, I agree.
That annoys me.
Oh, yeah, because when you have more than one episode in that, yeah. And it plays them backwards, too. It plays the most recent one first, and then the next one, then the old one.
Oh, mine doesn't. Mine doesn't.
Mine plays the oldest first.
Oh, well, then I must have something set up wrong. Huh.
Because I always fall behind on Countdown and Rachel Maddow, and I like to alternate listening to them because one follows the other. But if I'm falling behind and I start, say, with Countdown, it'll just start playing all the Countdown episodes. And I've got to stop it, go over to the other one.
Oh.
Maybe I should use the playlist approach.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, poor Virgo.
And Wes wants me to apologize to Steve Jobs. I'm sorry, Steve Jobs. There you go. All right, anything else about Apple?
No.
Beat that horse to death.
Yeah, I think so, for the last 40 minutes, 50 minutes.
I got glue over here at this point.
It's like, well, you got glue?
Because we beat that dead horse so much.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. All right. Well, in that case, you want to move on to something different?
Sure.
And now for something completely different.
Can we talk about General James Conway?
Well, you'll have to tell us who he is.
Yeah.
Well, General James Conway is top brass of the Marines, and he doesn't think that Marines want gay roommates. And his quote is, and I love this quote, we will have people that say that homosexuality is wrong, and they simply do not want to room with a person of that persuasion because it would go against their religious beliefs. And what gets me is that, oh, so having a straight roommate who whores around, that would be okay, though.
Well, sure, because probably. They don't think whoring around is a bad thing.
For straight people.
Yeah.
But that's in the Bible, premarital sex.
Well, but they can pick and choose what they really want to, you know, follow.
I call bullshit.
Is this the same guy who said that he would offer different housing because of people's religious beliefs?
No, I don't know about that one. He says he would look for volunteers who would want to room with a gay roommate. Oh, poor things.
How about other gays?
Yeah. Make it the pink barracks. It'll be a lot of fun.
Ricky would want a gay roommate, right, Ricky?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you were going into the military.
Oh, no, I'd hate to have a... Why would I want a gay one? I'd want a straight one.
But the straight one doesn't want to be with you.
Well, that's what they think.
I live in a military town here, and I have a lot of straight roommates, or straight Marines, as my roommate for 20 minutes.
Do they want to see the Impaler?
Well, they want to do more than see the Impaler.
Then they're not straight.
They're totally straight. They've got girlfriends back home in Canada.
Yeah.
His comment just annoyed me.
Yeah.
Did you send him a comment back saying that, you know, you're an idiot?
I sent him a picture of the Impaler.
Yeah. That'll do it every time.
He wanted to know when I was going to enlist.
Oh, very funny. Well, actually, let's get back to Ricky, because he said he's trying to date, but we didn't get to hear what he meant by that.
Well, there's nothing too much to know.
But what are you doing to try to date?
No. Like, I've been going onto websites like Plenty of Fish or some, you know, something like that, just to see if I can find someone. I'm talking to this one guy now, but he's kind of too busy, and I don't like that.
Did he say he's too busy?
No, it's just that we have to plan everything, and I hate having to plan things in advance. Because, I mean, well, I'm not a busy person anymore, but he has like two jobs, and he does his own business with photography and stuff like that. And like, I want to be able to up and do something without having to wait a week to do it, kind of thing.
Well, but Ricky, you're in the big world now. People have things to do.
Well, if I'm not important enough, then fine. I can go to the next person.
Okay. Well, I just mean like for an initial date, you have to, you know, be willing to do it when each of you has the time. You can't.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's the thing. As I'm trying to do that, and it's not happening, and it's getting on my nerves, so I'm kind of done with it. So he no longer has a chance, really. So.
Oh my.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, seriously, he lost out on the Ricker.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't know. I don't like. I mean, he should have told me in advance that he's busy. Or, you know, that he's a busy person, whatever. When I was, like, dating when I was in school, I made sure to, you know, let the person know, look, I don't have a lot of time. If we do something, it's on the weekends, and it's not going to be a lot of time. I had no problem with that, but,
you know, whatever. Then it sounds like you're not interested in him because I don't have time for you.
Well, no. I mean, I was in school. I did not have time for them.
Well, so see, you're not seeing the same thing from them now.
It's different.
It's like, hello, kettle, you're black.
Well, it's like today we were planning to do something.
Racist.
Like, today we had made plans to go to Blizzard Beach. So I wake up and I try to call him and he doesn't answer the phone. But he worked until like 3 in the morning. So, I mean, I could understand if you wanted to sleep in. But just tell me that you want to sleep in. but then he doesn't call me until like 1 in the afternoon, and I've already made plans with other people. And he wants me to just drive to go see him after I've already made plans. You know what I'm saying?
So you didn't have like solid plans in that, okay, I will meet you at 10 o'clock, we will go to whatever that beach was.
No, he was supposed to call me at 8. Blizzard Beach is a water park.
Oh. And you were going to make plans at 8 o'clock for the rest of the day.
Right. But he didn't call me until 1, so I had already made plans with other people to do the different things.
Yeah, in that case, so, it's his loss.
Yeah, when he called me at 1:30, he was like, well, you should come meet me here and have dinner with me. And I'm like, I've already made plans with other people. I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so instead of planning something for this weekend, I just told him I was busy for the rest of the weekend, even though I have nothing planned.
Well, it sounds like you're done with him then, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, see what Wes Stone says. If a guy doesn't want to make plans with you, just get rid of him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And he's a nice guy, but.
This is coming from Wes Stone. He's a professional dater, you know.
I know.
Well, that's sad. I hope the next one will want to make plans with you.
Oh, there won't be a next one. I'm just going to be alone forever, which is okay with me, I guess.
Well, if you shave everything off your body, you will be alone because you look like you were a cancer survivor.
Ricky,
oh, my God. This is breaking news to you guys. First of all, I don't like it when I shave my head. I have to tell you why I had to do it. So I've had like all kinds of medical issues since I've had lost this weight.
Really?
Yeah. Like I've gone to the doctor because my equilibrium was messed up. I couldn't figure out why I was dizzy all the time and stuff. Well, I had an inner ear infection. I didn't know it. So he gave me medicine to take that. And then a week later, I noticed that, you know, I have these few bumps that are in my head and they're like really sore. So I scratch them, you know, and then I notice the next day that I get more. So I'm like, okay, what the hell is up with this? So I shave my head thinking, well, maybe it's just like an ingrown hair or something like that, you know, and it'll go away. Well, I shaved my head and the next day my whole head was covered in like these pimple sore things. So I go to the doctor and I have folliculitis, which is like a staph infection of the scalp.
Oh, you're kidding.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
Yeah. Well, basically what she, from how I understand what she said happens, is that when you do excessive sweating or you go into like a steam room or a hot tub, it opens up your hair follicles so your body can sweat kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, and then, you know, it's easy for like germs and stuff to get in while that's happening. So apparently some of a staff part pieces of staff or however that works got in my head. And then when I started scratching it, it was spreading it and then it spread through the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, what do you have to do?
Well, it's pretty much cleared up now because I was taking an antibiotic, but this is the thing that happened to me on Monday. I get up and I'm really dizzy. Like I cannot walk. So I'm trying to like stretch it off. I thought maybe I was just tired. So I get into the shower, I'm showering and I get dizzy and I fell down.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I get out of the shower and I sit down on the floor in the shower just to try to like collect and see, you know, trying to see what's going on. And so I get back to my room. I'm feeling okay. You know, I'm not feeling great, but so I drive to work and I get there. And when I pretty much can't walk because I'm so dizzy and I'm so disoriented. I don't know what's going on. So someone tried to ask me what was wrong and I was so I couldn't even function. I just started to cry. I had no idea what was wrong with me. So I went to urgent care and come to find out because I take a blood pressure medication that has a water pill in it. The antibiotic that I was taking had depleted my sodium in my body. So the sodium levels had caused me to be like really confused. And then I had a panic attack and it was crazy. All because of an antibiotic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that all happened within like 2 weeks.
But are you all better now?
I'm fine now. I don't have the dizzy spells, but I had to stop taking the antibiotic. And because I originally thought, because I've lost so much weight, that maybe my blood pressure medication needs to be reduced. But they were telling me, no, it's fine. My blood pressure's fine. So apparently it reduced my sodium level in my body. And then because I was scared and I didn't know what was happening, I went into, you know, I had an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
That's actually scary to me.
I know staph infection isn't airborne, but she said that the doctors, I'm looking in the chat room, but staph infection is like on everything, or staph is like on your skin naturally all the time. So it doesn't really hurt you until it gets into your body.
And when you were doing the scratching, that's what was getting it into all the different
right. Pores. And I had went. I was scratching it. I was also working out at the same time, which I was sweating.
Yeah.
And then when I shaved my head, it cut all those. It cut it open, and it spread all over my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your head is all better now.
Yeah, my head is better, but. I don't have the dizziness or anything anymore, so I guess maybe the antibiotic cured the ear problem too. I don't know.
And how did you replenish your sodium? What did they have you do then?
The doctor told me to go home and
get a drink salt lick from the from the veterinarian store.
You do what?
Lick from the vet store.
Oh.
He told me to go home and drink some Gatorade and eat some pretzels, salted pretzels. But I'm really not a big pretzel fan, so I just decided to like just sodium it up and eat a ramen noodle, and it helped real quick.
Those ramen noodles have enough sodium for a lifetime.
That's why, I mean, I was kind of shocked that he said that I had really low sodium, because the day before that I had had not crazy amounts of salt, but I had like canned soup, which I know has a lot of salt in it. What else did I? I mean, I had a bunch of stuff that had salt in it. So I guess I just wasn't replacing it as fast as it was exiting, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, hasn't it been hot there lately too?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're sweating, that's a really good way to lose sodium fast.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Fast.
So I wasn't taking enough in as I was getting rid of it. And that's the first thing that's happened to me.
Working out is trying to kill you, Ricky.
Yes.
I know.
That's right? How bad working out is for you.
Yep. But I'm going to stay fat and happy.
Me too.
Amen.
Well, I mean, I do feel better overall, you know, in general. So, I mean, I can't really complain. It's just, I guess it's just a series of unfortunate events have happened.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you can put another one on that list, because Lord Byron's not going to let you give him head.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just go off myself then.
I like what Terry G in LBC says. Hey, I thought you were going to go say you were going to drive through McDonald's for some fries.
Oh my God, do you know how I would love that right now.
I know, I love McDonald's fries.
But I can't, because today I had fried chicken for lunch today, so. And that's like my favorite food of all time.
Mm-hmm. Racist.
That's not racist. I had it with
one of his favorite black friends.
I had it with three black friends, actually.
And they didn't have any watermelon afterwards.
No, but I did have some grapefruit with it. Look, I love fried chicken. I love watermelon. I love it all. So I know back in the day or before there has to be some kind of black in my family. If that whole thing's true.
But you like purple drink?
I love purple drink. I love red drink. I love green drink.
The only stuff like that I don't like are mustard greens and collard greens.
Oh my God, I love it. Love it with hot sauce. Mm.
I've never had grits, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, grits are disgusting.
It sounds disgusting. That's why I've never had
it. It does sound disgusting.
Well, this is the thing. People when they eat grits here, they put so much butter and so much cheese into it that there's no point in having the grits. Just eat the butter and the cheese.
Ooh, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, cheese and butter. Oh my God.
That's basically what it is. And grits are like cream of wheat, but cream of wheat's fucking gross too.
I used to like that when I was a kid, but I don't think I'd like it now.
No. Julian's living with a black man. when I first lived here, he probably thought I was a black man because every week in this house, oh, he said black woman.
Did you have, or do you smoke Kools?
I don't smoke because that's disgusting.
I know, I agree. Anyway.
Sorry.
And honey, we'll now agree a year on.
Oh, yes. It was a year on August 22nd.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. Do you feel better?
Yes, but there are days that I really want a cigarette.
Do you get sick less often?
Yeah, I guess so. But my sinuses have not changed since quitting smoking. My sinuses are still clogged every morning I get up, and I still have, you know, sinus issues. So
that could be the air conditioning in your building.
Yeah. But, you know, there were all these things. People were saying, oh, your sinuses will clear up. You'll be able to breathe better and all this stuff. I'm like, nope, that none of my sinus issues have changed since quitting smoking in a year's time. That has not changed.
That would probably only be helped if you could open up your windows and air your place out frequently.
Well, starting in the fall, as soon as the temperature goes down, I leave the windows open all the time.
Well, that should help you then. Yeah. Unless you've got hay fever and stuff as well.
I don't know what it is, but my sinuses, I have issues with my sinuses all the time.
You know what it probably is? It's probably Mac fumes.
It's probably because I was going to ask you if your food tastes better, but since you only eat like three foods, that's probably why your sinuses are all fucked up, because you don't eat vegetables.
Yes.
Well, maybe.
Or fruit.
Maybe. But things do taste better, and I can smell much better now. When my sinuses
so you can
are
smell
clear.
The food you hate. That's awesome.
Yeah. When my sinuses are clear, I can smell things. Yes, actually, Wes Stone makes a point. Slender sinuses. Actually, Wes, I had an MRI like 10 years ago of my sinuses, and the right side has a very slender opening in my sinuses. So, yes, that is something I do have. But they said, you know, I could have surgery, but, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Breaking news. At this moment, Tara in Michigan is about 500 feet from a family of deer.
Wow.
Our deer here in Florida look like little dogs.
Do you eat them?
No. They're so little, I don't even think you can eat them.
If you eat enough of them.
I had enough deer when I lived in Virginia. I'm good with that.
If they're tiny, we call those hors d'oeuvres.
That was very good. I don't eat the deer, the venison. The boyfriend likes it, but I don't like it, no.
I don't know. I can't.
Not native.
What did you say, Arthur? I didn't hear that.
So that it's farmed in New Zealand because they're not native.
Oh.
So it tastes different from, apparently, it tastes different from wild deer, although I certainly wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a big meat eater anyway, so I don't.
I love my beef. I love beef and chicken. Actually, I love chicken too.
The meat.
Eat the meat.
Meat and potatoes.
We're mostly chickenitarians. Mostly.
You don't eat very much red meat.
No, it's not a deliberate thing. It's just we don't, because chicken's cheaper anyway. But
veritable Virgo, I require ice cream. As if that's a meat.
No, that's one of the food groups.
I know.
Along with chocolate and coffee. Or caffeine.
Bacon ice cream.
Oh, I like bacon, too.
Like bacon. Oh, but, God.
Hey, Ricky, are you doing the bacon the way I was telling you how to do it?
Oh, I haven't made it since then.
Oh, okay.
I only have it at my house when I have like a work thing and they want me to make the bacon or the deviled eggs with bacon in it, or they also asked me to make cream cheese with crumbled bacon inside of it for bagels.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I'd probably like that better than smoked salmon. But we make bacon your way.
With the parchment paper in the oven?
Yeah, well, we just use baking paper. I don't know if that's the same thing, but... Because I've
There's
never
bacon
found
paper?
No, baking paper. Cooking.
Yep, parchment. Parchment
they call it cooking paper now.
I thought you said bacon paper.
Here's bacon paper. I know what I'm going to wrap Big Fatty's Christmas gift in.
I think that is the title of this show, bacon paper.
Well, they actually just call it cooking paper now because you can actually use it in a fry pan, too, if you want to.
Yeah, I think that is parchment paper. It sounds like it's the same thing.
It's the same
thing. Westone says my sound quality has deteriorated.
It has a little bit, I can tell, yeah.
It could be my interface device here. Has it gotten any better at all?
No, it still sounds the same to me.
I don't know what is. I think this thing is failing, this device.
So, honey, may I ask a quick question of everyone?
Absolutely.
Who's reading Getting It by Alex Sanchez?
Well, I am going to read it. I'm not reading it right this minute.
Oh, I feel really bad that I didn't make it to the book show.
Yes, we missed you, Ricky.
And I didn't even get the... I still had 25% of the book left to read.
Did you ever finish it?
Not yet. I'm still reading it.
Well, you can put it down and go ahead and start the new one.
What is it called?
Getting It by Alex Sanchez. It's a really fast read. It's a young coming-of-age kid novel kind of thing.
Okay, is it available on Kindle?
Yes.
Okay, and how much is it?
Hugh Sledge just started reading it, he said, on his Kindle.
Yeah, I think it's like $7.99.
Hold on, let me go there. What is it called? Getting It?
Getting It by Alex Sanchez.
Now, do you get the cover art on the Kindle?
Yep.
I get it in color on my iPad.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Hugh Sledge says $7.99, yeah.
$799.
Yeah.
How long do we have to read this book?
Oh, till September 30th, a whole month.
No, I won't even try then.
What does that mean?
I'm on chapter 2 of, what's that book called? When You Don't See Me or whatever? Well,
put that book down and pick up the new one.
I'd never finish it by then. It's 27 days.
It's not that long of a book.
Yeah, but I read really slow.
But as smart as you are, you can't be a slower reader than I am. You are too smart for that.
I skim things a lot.
Okay, here. Arthur, I'll make it easy. I'm going to read it to you. Chapter 1. 15 and still a virgin. That's a great start, actually. Yeah, there.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good book. But I understand, Arthur. You're just a little slow.
Well, you know, really the only time that I read is right before I go to bed. So, I mean, it's only like 15 or 20 minutes at a time, maybe.
That's all you need.
That's a chapter or two. Like 8 chapters in this book.
Maybe I can have it read to me. Can't the Kindle read it to you?
Yes, the Kindle can read it to you.
If it's allowed by the publisher.
Oh, yeah.
They can turn that off.
Can it read it to you in a sexy voice? Can I get Morgan Freeman to read it to me, please?
Oh, it's not available on this book, so I guess I can't get it.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, Westone says it's good to hear that Arthur reads slow. I read slow, too. So maybe there's hope I can be as smart as you someday.
Well, that's what we should do. We should just get together on Skype, and I'll read it to you, people. I would do that for you.
There's a thought. It's probably illegal, but there's a thought.
Well, no, we
not
just
if you're doing it privately, not live.
Well, that's true. I do like being able to buy books on Kindle, though, because like that last one, the whatever it was called, it was $34.99 or $35.99 New Zealand for the Dead Tree version here.
You are kidding.
No, but that's in New Zealand dollars. Oh. And I could have bought it through Amazon, the printed version, for less, a lot less. But then, of course, there's international shipping, and theoretically there could be GST due when it arrives in the country, although they generally don't on one book. But I got the Kindle version. It was on special for $2.99, I think it was, which at that time was $14.99 New Zealand. So I saved over $20 by doing that. There's no taxes, nothing.
Actually, the main character is a Mexican, so we should have Turniped read this to us.
Turniped's not Mexican. He's Canadian.
Oh, my bad.
He's from the Canadia.
Yeah.
But well, are Canadians Mexicans?
Mexico, Canada.
Well, to Big Fatty, everybody outside of America is a Mexican.
I think to Big Fatty, anyone out of South Carolina, outside of South Carolina, is a Mexican.
That's true. Charleston. It's probably even from Colombia, they'd be Mexicans.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm going to read it, and I hope everyone else does too. I thought we had a really good discussion on that last book, and I was terribly missing Arthur and Ricky.
Well, I haven't listened to it yet because I don't want to spoil anything.
I want to finish it too.
Oh my God, you're going to be like 53 before you finish the book.
You be quiet.
At 55, you listen to the podcast.
Everybody I know makes fun of me over that.
Well, I'm a teacher. Get better. You're an adult.
I just get bored.
You get bored quickly? That sounds like ADD.
Well, I'd like the internet because if I get bored with the thing that I'm reading, I can just click off and go to something else.
Now, are you reading it on your iPad with the Kindle version or the actual Kindle?
I don't have an iPad yet, so I'm reading it on my iPod Touch.
Oh, but Nigel has an iPad, right?
Yeah, but he's not going to give it to me just so I can read a book.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to have my own in a few weeks.
Hey, does Nigel use Twitter on his iPad? He's not even on Twitter, is he?
Yeah, well, he's just for the Third Colony.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, there's a new Twitter app for the iPad, and I like it. It's very nice. It came out yesterday, too.
Speaking of Third Colony, they're doing 80s music this week.
That's right.
Damn it. Of course, I won't be here to listen to it.
Love the 80s.
And they don't put those shows out anywhere for you to download, do they?
They can't be.
Because of the music, yeah.
Yep, it's copyrighted.
See, that sucks, because I'm going to be harvesting the grapes at Grey Ghost, and I can't do that.
All right, Lucy.
Although theoretically it might be possible to find at the archive somewhere at some stage, who knows?
Well, I could stream it live, but I wouldn't be able to really participate in stuff like that.
He's having a special guest host this week, a friend of ours.
Oh.
Well, George Michaels?
No, she's a lady.
Well, listen, we got to wrap this up because coming on soon is the... Oh, wait, maybe it's on right now. Oh, it is on right now. Big Brother. Oops. I'll have to watch that.
I got the Project Runway in 15 minutes.
Oh, well, that too. All right, well, listen, thank you guys for joining me tonight. And Ricky and Arthur, I'm so glad you guys could come back to the show because neither one of you have been on for a while.
No, I've been missing.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to talk to Ricky, too. I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know, right?
Come on, let's go. Let's get together. Come back more often. But anyway, let me give you each a couple seconds to plug something, and we're going to start with Mr. Ricky.
You can check out foulmonkeys.com, where Julian and I talk about nothing at all, and somehow it's funny.
Okay. And Seder69, what are you going to plug tonight?
I'm involved on this wonderful little show called My Honey Wears Plaid.
Oh, that's right.
It's a great, great show. I really like it. And I'm involved on this little show called Real Men Wear Pink, which has just recently started broadcasting again.
And you know, it was funny just now that I'm going to just jump in here. I just was listening to Live It Up, the podcast, and literally on that show that they were talking about, Wes removed the link to Real Men Wear Pink. So he'll have to put it back if he hasn't already.
I'm too lazy to remove links.
I'm going to have to put it back because I don't even have it on my site.
Well, that's how I found out QCast started recording again, because I was too lazy to take it off the first place.
And it just showed up.
Like, what the hell's this?
Well, I'll have to do that because I want to hear you on that show, because now you're going to be everywhere, and then eventually you'll say, I have to quit your show because I'm too busy.
I will not do that. And Arthur, Foul Monkeys hasn't invited me on to be a professional co-host there either.
Oh, so I'm not the only one then.
Who? Foul Monkeys?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to have a co-host through Skype, so that's not even possible.
I don't think you even know how to have a co-host period sometimes.
Oh, all right. Well, Arthur?
I love you, Julian. Don't take that the wrong way. I don't want to be cut. Please.
I'll leave that to Julian. That's his job.
I'm a dead man.
Joan is going to get you.
Joan will go the hell off.
Did he name that big black dildo Joan?
Apparently, from the other night when it was being used, its new name is Oh God. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you don't have to worry about him listening to this because he doesn't listen. So.
Yeah, but that's not true. I don't think it's even possible to use that. So
I saw the picture on Twitter, and even I felt inadequate.
Oh, I haven't seen the picture.
It's like crazy. It's like bigger than my whole leg.
Oh my God! Did Julian post the picture, or did you post the picture?
Julian did.
Julian tweeted it. Nicole was holding it.
I'm gonna have to go back. When did he post that picture? Because I'm
on Sunday.
Last Sunday.
Oh, I'll have to go way back. All right. Anyway, moving on. Arthur, what would you like to plug?
Great. I got to follow a discussion of dildos, do I?
Yes.
Well. You're just angry because it's a black one.
Anyway, all my stuff is at amerinz.com, amerinz.com. And join us this Saturday for the Third Colony, Nigel's show. This week's music is the 1980s, and it's a lot of fun. You can go to thethirdcolony, alloneword.com, for listening instructions and to join the chat room. It's Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Very good. Now, Arthur, have you thought about doing the whole rotating thing with me again, where I do a show one week, and then you do it the next week, and then I do it the next week, and so forth?
Why, are you sick of doing it every week already?
Yeah, I already am.
Well, as you know, that's what Nigel and Daniel Brewer are doing with the Third Colony. They, well, generally alternate weeks. And that's part of the reason they did it, because it just works out better. You don't have the time commitment. You don't have to worry about, you know, showing up every single week. And if there's some reason you can't, you've got somebody who can probably fill in.
Yeah. I'm just kind of getting tired of it. I think the biggest reason is the summertime, for some reason, I haven't felt very good about my live shows this summer, but I think it's because it was the summertime.
Yeah.
But maybe things
will
change.
Well, we can certainly talk about doing that anyway.
Okay. Anyway, thank you all very much for being on this episode of My Honey Wears Plaid. And I will be back next Tuesday with my co-host, Seder69.
Yay!
Not live, though. We don't do it live. So why don't you guys say it with me? Until next time, bye.
Bye.